Hey gang, welcome. Welcome to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the last place in the universe that allows me to have free speech. I don't know about you, but it allows me to have free speech. And we have with us today, live on RBN, we have Mark Dankoff. Mark, welcome to the show.
Dr. Slattery, good to be on, and I continue to blog some good stories, what I think are good stories, for those who are tuned in to RBN this afternoon. And one can see those stories at nationalbugle.com, and I will keep blogging through the day so that we continue to update people on some of the best stories that are out there on some of the most horrible topics imaginable.
I know. So nationalbugle.com. Some people go there for the articles. You can also go there for the Co-Certified app. It is the number one place to download the Co-Certified app from, so we can all lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle in a non-kosher certified society. As for centerfolds, we don't exactly have a centerfold, although if you see the big emoji with the two hearts for eyes, that is the Tulsi Gabbard high-intensity workout. That's the closest it will come to a centerfold. So you can get all of that on NationalBugle.com. So what are the big stories on NationalBugle.com this morning?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to understand is the diversionary stories. I was on Trad Cad Night earlier in the week. That's the big traditionalist Catholic radio outreach of Eric Gajewski. I am not a Roman Catholic, but I'm a monthly guest on there. And I was talking about the diversionary stories. What are the two stories out there that are diverting us from real hard news? One is obviously this Ukraine phone call circus that is being drummed up again. That's one diversionary story. I told Press TV about that in terms of the fact that that's nothing more than political theater.
I mean, the funny thing is you have to explain how it could be construed as something bad before you can explain why it's so stupid.
Yes.
And that's the hard part.
Yes, and if we want to mention that, we certainly can. The other diversionary story, of course, is Greta Thunberg in the so-called global warming performance that she gave as a 16-year-old before the UN. Yeah, that's diverting us from what I think the real stories are today.
Didn't see that character from Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale who swam across the Atlantic Ocean and saved America from white people? Well, I'm not exactly sure how that went, but yeah, I think I've seen her before.
Yes, and the whole thing is of course absolutely preposterous, and again continues to divert people from what I think are the big stories out there. And I think the big stories continue to be the whole issue of Jeffrey Epstein, Mossad, and Maxwell. And the other big story is the continued push of the Trump neocons and their neoliberal counterparts in the Democratic Party to get a war started with Iran that presumably might possibly, if not probably, take us into a third world war. Those are the real stories, but the diversionary stories, if you look at CNN or any of these other so-called mainstream sites, are the global warming issue and who said what in this phone call that Mr. Trump made to the Ukraine. Far less coverage of what Biden and his son actually did in the Ukraine and profited by after the illegal American coup d'etat and EU coup d'etat facilitated in that country in February 2014, which led to everything else, include to the lucrative business deals of Joe Biden and his son with Burisma Holdings and other similar transactions. And that also gets into something that we'll mention at some point in the show, which we do have up in the big board. And that is the very moving work of Mike Pompeo with LGBTQ in Kiev. And the work of the Central Intelligence Agency, which we have mentioned before.
It's nice to hear that big gay Mike is getting gay with Ukraine again.
And interestingly enough, some of this is coming home to roost, because yesterday I took the liberty of deliberately trying to embarrass this Patriarch of Istanbul, Bartholomew II, who, according to Jim Jotras and others, took the $25 million from the CIA to issue an illegal proclamation, illegal in terms of Orthodox Church canons, to remove the Ukrainian Orthodox Church from being under its historic, being overseen by the Russian Orthodox Church, and that's obviously an attempt to get at Vladimir Putin and Russia in this ongoing neocon Zionist attempt to encircle Russia. But aside from that, we do note that yesterday, and this is not a laughing matter in and of itself, obviously, that there was a 5.8 Richter scale earthquake in Istanbul. So we did take the opportunity, or I did on Twitter, to send that to Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew II of Istanbul with a smiley, and it basically said, you know, there's still time to repent of your involvement with Pompeo and the CIA and LGBTQ in Kiev and the Ukraine, but you'd better hurry. Well, and at the same time, I sent that to the Russian Patriarch and Vladimir Putin and a few other people just to make Bartholomew II look particularly ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I had the courtesy of making sure that Mike Pompeo got an absolute direct mail on that too on Twitter, as well as our consulate in Kiev. And right. We do have posted, folks, Pompeo's LGBTQ or LGBTQI or whatever it is, moving missile as the official Secretary of State of the United States.
I do have to ask you a question.
Yes.
And this is an ecumenical matter, but the earthquake. Now, are earthquakes caused by are they caused by gayness, or are they caused by big gay Mike throwing his weight around?
Possibly by both. And you know, it's interesting you mentioned this, not in terms of Pompeo's weight or his rather big mouth, but talking about, or his big ego as well. But as long as we are getting into the rather nervous congruence of science and scripture as it pertains to Genesis 19. When I was on Tradcat Night earlier in the week, I did mention, and we can also get this up there at some point on the big board, that the Tal el Hammam excavation project. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is a secular excavation project taking place presently northeast of the Dead Sea, largely. And this is something being undertaken by these world-famous archaeologists, including Dr. Stephen Collins and Philip J. Sylvia of Trinity Southwest University.
Now, what's important, just based on my cursory knowledge of geography, northeast of the Dead Sea, would that be within the Kingdom of Jordan?
It would be now, but the point is that this is the precise area where Sodom and Gomorrah were located, according to the biblical narrative, and these archaeologists are uncovering evidence that, in fact, right along with what Genesis 19 tells us in the biblical narrative, that there was, in the words of these scientists, a meteoritic airburst event, quote-unquote, that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah in that whole territory northeast of the Dead Sea, thousands of years ago. And lo and behold, that all coincides with Genesis 19. So for those of you who want to take a look at this, even on YouTube, there is a YouTube video, which I will try to uncover, and there is a Russia Insider story on this that shows how the most ancient maps that have been uncovered by these archaeologists, as well as the character of the topography and a series of other things, suggest that the LGBTQ movement and those who support it in the West or who tolerate it might get their own version of a meteoritic airburst event, or what some people actually think was some sort of an atomic or nuclear event that was supernaturally visited on those cities and that territory, according to Genesis 19. So this may be time for Pompeo and Bishop Bartholomew or Patriarch Bartholomew and the folks that are helping our consulate in Kiev with these LGBTQ marches against Russian Orthodoxy and against Vladimir Putin to find a nice underground shelter very quickly.
Right. So getting back to the Ukraine, before Big Gay Mike was getting gay with the Ukraine, back in the Obama administration, I would always talk about Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, as being the person who really organized that illegal coup d'etat And of course, we've got tape recordings of her. I say tape recordings. We've got audio of her, which she never denied. In fact, she tacitly affirmed where she was saying who she wanted to see as being the new prime minister, and she got her way. And when it was a phone recording between her and the American ambassador to Kiev. And
exactly. We have it all on tape, folks. It's all out there on YouTube. It's all out there, right, including the amount of money that Nuland indicates the U.S. CIA and the other usual United States front groups were pumping into.
Huge amount of money. She testified before Congress about it. So this is conspiracy theory stuff. And she had when the ambassador, Piotr, or whatever his name was, said that
Jeffrey Pyatt, I think, P-Y-A-T-T,
something like that. When he said, well, the Europeans wouldn't, they wouldn't like such and such, and she said, F-U-C-K, the EU, and, she then, after that, because that got out into the news, she would, believe it or not, she made I Heart the EU buttons for her staff to wear. Because, it is a tacit acknowledgement that was her saying F the EU on the tape. But the point is that even though she was really the brains behind that overthrow, it was Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, who had been put in charge of Ukraine policy. Now,
thereafter, that is exactly right. Yeah, in the relevant time frame when all this crooked stuff was going on with his son.
Right, and he doesn't really have the brains to be the brains behind the coup d'etat. I think it's all that he can handle just being the brains behind his hair plugs. But he was in a position, though, to profit from it and to get his son over there on, some sweetheart contract with an oligarch where he's getting paid millions of dollars. And this is something that Professor Stephen F. Cohen talked about repeatedly on the John Batchelor Show and in his book, War with Russia, ? So there you go. I just wanted to interject that.
Sure. And so you have this situation when we start talking about Ukraine. What is idiotic to me politically about this talk of impeachment proceedings is and this is what I said to Press Television Iran, and we will have that interview hopefully up on the big board during the break. It's about a 4-minute piece, but it does summarize the arguments and why this impeachment business is just political theater, diverting us from the real issue, which is potentially a third world war. And that is that, first of all, Pelosi and company know, Biden knows, everybody knows, they don't have the votes in the Senate to convict Trump. That's number one. So this impeachment thing is going to go nowhere in the Senate. It's a total waste of time, and it's a diversion. The other thing is that with all of the smoking guns that are right out there on Biden, both Joe and Hunter and Burisma Holdings, and that would take us back to all of the illegal EU and American and Zionist machinations in the Ukraine leading up to this coup d'etat in February of 2014, and all of what was packed into that, what Republican or Democrat at this point wants to go down that road? Because we start getting into all of this in regard to what the Obama, Clinton, Nuland, Pyatt team was up to in the Ukraine, and subsequently Biden and his son and the big bucks they were making. But here you have today the ongoing involvement of a Republican administration in monkeying around in Putin's backyard. And most damnably, from the perspective of Trump's so-called Christian supporters, is the provable evidence that's right out there, Jim Jotvis's articles, but also Pompeo's own proclamations on our official consulate website in Kiev, linking a Republican administration and a Republican Secretary of State to LGBTQ and LGBTQ pride marches in Ukraine, and the sordid attempt to attack world orthodoxy through this ugly business and to divide the Russian Orthodox Church from the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which historically has been overseen by the Russian Orthodox Church. And then we get into this so-called patriarch, ecumenical patriarch, Bartholomew II of Istanbul, who by now must be a little nervous that at least some of us on Twitter who are not Orthodox can kind of chide him and write in and say, hey, you know, that earthquake you guys just had in Istanbul, this might be time to return the $25 million to repent of being involved as an Orthodox patriarch with LGBTQ, and for basically being a tool of a globalist Zionist Caesar rather than being a servant of Christ and a servant of Christ's people. That's basically the implication of everything that that joker has been up to. But to think that it is a Republican operation now with this patriarch in Istanbul and ongoingly with LGBTQ in the Ukraine is a sickening indictment both of Trump and in this case also Mr. Pompeo and company.
Right. And I mentioned Stephen F. Cohen. And I mentioned his book, War with Russia. And then I thought, oh, I've got that right on the shelf here. I took it down. And let me just read just a short passage from the book, a couple of paragraphs. And he writes, if the media insists on condemning Trump based on dubious narratives and foreign connections, they might focus instead on former Vice President Joseph Biden. President Obama put him in charge of the administration's Ukrainian project, in effect making him pro-counsel overseeing the increasingly colonized Kiev. Biden, who is clearly already seeking the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, bears a heavy personal responsibility for the four-year-old Ukrainian crisis, though he shows no sign of any rethinking or remorse. In an article in Foreign Affairs, that the magazine Foreign Affairs, Biden and his co-author, Michael Carpenter, string together a medley of highly questionable, if not outright false, narratives regarding how to stand up to the Kremlin. That's in quotes. Many involving the years he was vice president. Along the way, Biden repeatedly berates Putin for meddling in Western elections. This is the same Joe Biden who told Putin not to return to the Russian presidency during Obama's purported reset with then-President Dmitry Medvedev, and who, in February 2014, told Ukraine's democratically elected President Yanukovych to abdicate and flee the country. So, I mean, this isn't just us making up things. This is he's actually the husband of the editor of the liberal magazine, The Nation. He's, I guess, one of the, I sometimes describe myself as the last honest leftist in the United States. Well, I'm not the last. I mean, you got another one. But he's somebody who, back in the 1980s, was, I think he was the CBS resident expert on CBS News about Russia when the Soviet Union was undergoing all of those. So he's somebody, you know, from Princeton, from New York University, somebody with a great deal of standing in the establishment. He's somebody who George H.W. Bush brought in to do a debate in front of his national security team on Russia. But nowadays, it's not going to be different.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, with Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff. So, Mark Dankoff, I read that excerpt from Stephen F. Cohen. I understand that there was my audio got a little bit bad when the bumper music came in, but did you hear the excerpt that I read from Stephen F. Cohen's book?
Some of it, not all of it.
Oh.
So go right ahead.
Okay. Well, in that case... put the book down. I think it'll take me a second to find the, I think it was page 159. Is that where it was? It's around here somewhere. Anyway, I'll get back to it. I got to look it up in the index again. What's the next story?
Well, there are so many next stories out there that it's a little hard to know where to begin. Business Insider had a major piece this week, which we will get up on the big board. I will put it up there in terms of my tweet to Mike Pompeo and to a series of other luminaries on the subject of Pompeo and the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, or MEK, the so-called Islamic Marxist terror cult that killed six Americans in the Pahlavi era in Iran, and that subsequently was involved in working for Saddam Hussein against the Iranians in the 1980 to 88 war, after the new Islamic regime in Iran kicked the MEK out of that country. The MEK has murdered approximately 17,000 Iranians in the years since the revolution.
17,000.
17,000. Wow. Their bombing of the Iranian Majlis in 1981 was a matter of record. And, of course, the MEK, it has all been confirmed that they received the Mossad contract to hit these Iranian nuclear scientists in their own country in Tehran.
People might not remember, but there is a there were a string of assassinations of Iranian physicists, often like people driving by on motorcycles and planting car bombs. And
Yes, exactly.
I have a question.
These people are a terrorist organization par excellence. And when we look at the links of Pompeo and Rudy Giuliani and Ed Rendell and Howard Dean.
Ed Rendell, former Tom Jewish.
Ridge. Yeah.
Yeah, former Jewish governor of Pennsylvania. Tom Ridge, former non-Jewish governor of Pennsylvania and Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yes, exactly. The list goes on and on, but the point is the United States is directly involved in supporting terrorism with the MKO organization against Iran. The United States has been working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and against Iran. And the long and the short of it is, if we want to get down to brass tacks, is that all of this stuff that is being proclaimed by Trump and Pompeo every day about how we are fighting terrorism in the Middle East is a lot of hokum. The United States is working with the two greatest terrorist regimes in that part of the world, Israel and Saudi Arabia, and has engaged in all kinds of criminal activities, some which predate Trump, some which have continued under Trump. But when you look at the illegitimate use of NATO to invade Libya, the extrajudicial assassination of Muammar Gaddafi, which Hillary Clinton applauded publicly. When you look at the unbelievable Zio destruction of Syria, courtesy of the American-Israeli-Saudi alliance with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And now, of course, we are talking about the American ruination of the infrastructure of Iraq. We are losing the war in Afghanistan. And when we look at now at the desire to bring all of this hell and misery to Iran via MEK, MKO terrorism, as well as, of course, doing nothing about the ongoing genocide of Palestinians and Gazans, it's an unbelievably sickening picture, but make no mistake about it, the most significant aspect potentially of this story is not simply that the United States is working with this MEK, MKO terror organization, which was once assassinating Americans in Iran, but that at a time when the MEK, MKO organization was still on the official list of terrorist organizations put on there quite rightly by our own State Department, that all of these American politicians were taking money from the MEK, and it was all right out there in the New York Times, folks. It's right there. The thousands of dollars that all these household names in the national security establishment and in both of the major political parties have been taking from these murderers, presumably money that might have been laundered through the MEK, MKO, and their National Council of Resistance Front organization operating in the United States. All of this money, probably Zionist money and Saudi money, being laundered through the MEK to these people. But nonetheless, every one of them should have been prosecuted for officially working with a terrorist organization, receiving material benefit from working for a terrorist organization. And none of these people have been prosecuted. As a matter of fact, some of them are still in very high places in the American government. And when we watch Giuliani and Pompeo and company and Bolton and all the rest of these zeros trying to get a Zio war and a Saudi Zio war ignited with the Iranians, the blood of many, many, many innocent people is on their hands. So that in conjunction with what we see of the work of Bolton.
Coming up on the break.
Yes. Work of Bolton and Pompeo with LGBTQ in Kiev. This guy, Pompeo, call him a Christian if you want.
I call him Big Gay Mike.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity.
its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I did find during the break, I did find that quote from the book. Let me just read that one more time.
Sure.
I know because partway through my audio got bad. If the media insists on condemning Trump based on dubious narratives and foreign connections, they might focus instead on former Vice President Joseph Biden. President Obama put him in charge of the administration's Ukrainian project, in effect making him pro-counsel overseeing the increasingly colonized Kiev. Biden, who is clearly already seeking the 2020 Democratic nomination, bears a heavy responsibility for the four-year-old Ukrainian crisis, though he shows no sign of any rethinking or remorse. In an article in the journal Foreign Affairs, Biden and his co-author, Michael Carpenter, string together a medley of highly questionable, if not outright false, narratives regarding, quote, how to stand up to the Kremlin, unquote, many involving the years he was vice president. Along the way, Biden repeatedly berates Putin for meddling in Western elections. This is the same Joe Biden who told Putin not to return to the Russian presidency during Obama's purported reset with then-president Dmitry Medvedev, and who, in February 2014, told Ukraine's democratically elected President Yanukovych to abdicate and flee the country. I thought that was pretty interesting. When I was flipping through the pages, I also noticed that he condemned Hillary Clinton for cackling upon seeing the video of Muammar Gaddafi of Libya being sodomized with a bayonet. So we're not the only people who notice things, but guess what? When Stephen F. Cohen started noticing things, he was no longer invited on CBS News as an analyst. He was no longer invited to the White House as George H.W. Bush had, well, invited him, I guess, to Camp David. He's become persona non grata as well. So what do you think of that?
Well, the interesting thing to me, and it's not simply on this story, but on most of the issues of the day, the world, I'll say the world community loosely, that means different things to different people, but at least that portion of the world community that pays attention to the alt-right, they are understanding not only what the real stories are, but in this particular case, they understand not only what is the proper context for evaluating the illegal actions of the United States in the Ukraine in February of 2014. They know who's involved. They know who profited by it. They know what it means in terms of this overall Zyokon foreign policy that we continue to follow, even at the risk of a third world war. And what constantly amazes them is how stupid the American public is in not realizing that this story of this phone call to Ukraine made by Trump is the tip of the iceberg in terms of the real story about Ukraine that nobody in either of the major parties who's involved in this Zyokon thing really wants to get to the bottom of. And certainly in this particular case, all of the evidence is there. And I will make sure that it gets up in the big board. I cited it in my interview with Press Television this past week. And that's the John Solomon coverage on Biden and Ukraine that was in the Hill 6 months ago, in April, 5 or 6 months ago, that detailed all of what was known about Biden at that juncture that had nothing to do with Trump making a phone call to this Ukrainian president, and that this stuff on Biden, they absolutely have him and absolutely have his son cold in regard to their activities. And so let me leave you with the ultimate conspiracy theory, and that is maybe with all of this talk of impeaching Trump over the Ukraine, that the real truth of this is that the establishment wing of the Democratic Party knows that it's got to keep its progressive wing happy. None of them really want to go into an election against Trump with Biden in there. No. That maybe this is some strange way of taking a slice at the president, which they like to do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, without appearing to do so, deep sixing Biden in order to ensure that probably now, the way it's looking, Elizabeth Warren will get the Democratic nomination. That's occurred to me in recent days as I try to figure out why would the Democrats be talking with something that in so many cases points right back to them.
Hey, great minds think alike, because that's pretty much what I've been thinking, too.
Sure.
I think, you know, there's no one person in control. I mean, there's no one person in control of the Trump administration. So why should we think there's some one person in charge of the opposition to the Trump administration? I do think absolutely there are people in the Democratic Party in the opposition to Trump. Well, I mean, somebody like Adam Schiff, by the way. I mean, Adam Schiff has just got such derangement syndrome that he'll do anything against Trump. He'll do. And, you know, he wants to have all of these hearings and whatnot. Other people, and because Nancy Pelosi is the person with the final word on whether or not impeachment proceedings are going ahead in the Congress, I wonder if she's thinking that Biden's not up to the job. I mean, she might know. She's older than Biden. She's 79. And if you don't mind, Mark, did you hear what I sent you last night?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see if we can play this.
Okay.
Come on.
If ever I would leave you.
Why isn't it playing?
I was going to sing if it didn't play.
Okay. It's really funny. I don't know. Maybe I got to get this on speed. It's worth the wait, okay, everybody? Okay. It's just worth the wait if we can get this going.
Big buildup if you can get it going.
Come on. Oh, so. Okay, I think we can do it. One more time.
Sure.
Try it one more time. Get it from the beginning. Get it. No. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, I don't know. Where's the sound coming from on this? She was talking, and, you know, I only sent you the audio. You should have seen the video. I think she's like, maybe she's doing some sort of workout video with Beto O'Rourke. I mean, she's gesticulating wildly. And then she's talking about what nothing is going to go forward without the penis of the government. I mean, the Congress, or ignoring the penis of... and you know, she is from San Francisco, and maybe you know, there, but I was thinking about it, and she said the penis of the government, and then she corrected herself, of Congress. And who do you think she would be referring to, the penis of Congress? It must be Adam Schiff, right?
I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, not only because I don't want Schiff to send the boys over to my house, but also because there might be so many other candidates for that job, so who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, it was crazy. I just, for whatever reason, I tried to record it, and I sent it to you, and it just didn't, I tried over and over and over and again, and it just didn't come out. Well, part of the reason, the audio was coming out better the first few times, except that you couldn't hear what she was saying, because I was laughing over it. Anyway, that was her remarks. They were on the PBS NewsHour yesterday. All right.
Well, I do think, without it all being facetious or flippant, I do think there is something wrong with Biden. I mean, aside from his politics and his graft, I think he is not a well man. I take no pleasure in saying that. I'm not trying to hit the guy below the belt. He won't remember this, or maybe he will, but when I was running for the U.S. Senate in Delaware, Biden's state, back in 2000, for reasons unrelated to Biden,
Running against Biden, you were running for the other Senate seat.
Yes, and I was very much involved in doing some undercover clandestine work for the conservative caucus against Bill Roth in the Carper-Roth race, and that's now a matter of public record what was really going on and my involvement with that. But Biden was sitting across from me at this dinner, clearly did not like me. And I was trying to be friendly to him, but when I recognized that he was making it a point to be rude to me by ignoring me and just not being very nice at all, I started referring to him as Jim. And finally, he couldn't take it anymore, and he said, "My name is Joe. Joseph Biden." And I said, "I'm sorry, Congressman." Of course, he was a senator. and he's looking at... Tom Carper, of course, who was close enough to where we were seated to hear all of this, is trying to not to laugh at his Democratic counterpart, because having been with me in radio debates, Carper knew that I was baiting Biden. And frankly, even at that time, Joe wasn't smart enough to figure that out until I had embarrassed him, whereas Carper knew all along that I had nothing to lose in these debates, and that I was saying all kinds of things when he and I were together in these various formats around the state. Not only that I could say what I wanted to, because I knew I wasn't going to get elected, I was in it for fun and to divert votes away from Roth to help the conservative caucus get Roth. But then the other thing is that it was fun watching Tom Carper trying to avoid inadvertently making a mistake in response to something that I had said that might shoot himself in the foot in the final days of an election that he had wrapped up by that time. So that was my brief encounter with Joe Biden then. And of course, all these years later, that was 19 years ago now, it's clear to me that on the stump that Joe is having problems. I seriously don't make light of that. I mean, I think he has some memory issues for whatever reason. And it's clear to me that there are people in the Democratic Party that I monitor on Twitter who are of that mind and who are very nervous about going into a campaign against Trump with Biden for that reason, if for no other reason, on top of course, and they know this Ukraine thing, whether they admit it or not, is very serious, not to mention some of Joe's business deals with China. That's the other thing that could blow up in all of this. But I think by starting down the road the way the Democrats are with this Trump impeachment talk over this Ukraine phone call, I think it's political theater. It will give the Democrats the opportunity to harass Trump, certainly, at the same time that maybe this is their backdoor way of kind of getting Joe into the retirement home and putting Elizabeth Warren in there, who presumably has...
She's a spring chicken at age 70.
That's right. She's right, compared to, although their problem there, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out yesterday, the Wall Street bigwigs have allegedly, according to the Wall Street Journal, conveyed to the Democratic bigwigs that if Warren's the nominee, you can forget any support from us. We will back Trump for sure, monolithically so, if Warren is the nominee. So that's according to the Wall Street Journal. Presumably, they would know Wall Street sources, at least. So this is going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out. But Biden, to me, is clearly someone who is not a spring chicken anymore. He is having mental issues on the stump. He's getting himself screwed up. And I mean, you can all do that when you do as much public speaking as we do when you're tired. I say that having run 19 years ago and keeping late hours and being my own press secretary and running into all of these other situations where I had no one to help me. It's easy to make a mistake when you're tired, much less when you're running for the presidency and people are baiting you to try and get you to say something stupid. In Joe's case, it's quite clear he doesn't need to be baited anymore, that he's capable of shooting himself in the foot at least 10 times in a single public appearance. So, however this plays out, it's going to be fascinating theater to watch it.
Yeah. And this, of course, is the same Joe Biden who has, he's got foot and mouth disease. He puts his foot in his mouth, sometimes lets the cat out of the bag disease, right? Think of him going before a group of Jewish, what were they, Jewish donors, and thanking them for gay marriage, you know, that we wouldn't have gay marriage without them. Think of him going in front of Harvard, a group at Harvard University, and saying, well, the problem we have is all our allies keep supporting ISIS.
And Joe is being truthful, except that the reason all of our allies are supporting ISIS is a euphemism for saying that we're supporting ISIS.
And Israel.
That was the cat out of the bag. And then when General Flynn, who was the head of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency at the time, said, yeah, that's exactly what we've been doing, that did not go well for Joe with the political elite that was trying to conceal from all the American grassroots morons out there that we have a terrorist, Zionist-occupied government that is working with al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria at the same time that Pompeo and Bolton and Giuliani and company have been working hand in glove with the MEK-MKO terrorist organization that was murdering Americans in Iran in the Pahlavi era, that we are using these murderers now and helping to bankroll them along with the Israelis and the Saudis. And so much of the Zio propaganda, folks, about Iran and about their government and about the Iranian intentions toward the West and all the rest of it, is coming from Tirana, Albania, where the MEK-MKO has its present headquarters, and they're doing a lot of Hasbara blogging, both for Israel and some Saudi blogging as well, from that Tirana location. In an attempt to spread this Zio and Saudi propaganda and Pompeo Bolton propaganda about Iran all over the universe on social media. And isn't it interesting, folks, that among the many people who have turned up in Albania to see Madame Rajavi and her entourage has been John McCain, more recently, John Cornyn, the Republican senator here in Texas, United States Republican senator, has been a part of an official delegation over there doing business with these murderers. And of course, and there's Giuliani and Roy Blunt of Missouri was yet another Republican involved in this. There's another Republican that was a part of this Cornyn-Blunt visit to Tirana, whose name probably will be occurring to me before the end of the hour. But the point is that this is how deep all of this runs, And the important thing about Twitter for me has been that since Paul Sheldon Foote of Cal State Fullerton talked me into really getting on it in earnest, is that I have been writing Pompeo and some mm-hmm. of the other key suspects, the evidence of what they're doing, and sending it out
okay.
to people to inquire.
We'll get to that right after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Hey, Mark, guess what? I found the good audio of that. Let's give it a listen.
Okay. Meantime, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated that Democrats are now focusing impeachment work on the Ukraine call.
This is the focus of the moment because this is the charge. All of the other work that relates to abuse of power, ignoring subpoenas of government, of Congress, contempt of Congress by him.
What is she talking about? What was she talking about? So, I don't know. I mean, I just think that's funny.
Well, it reminds me of a situation years ago. I was counseling a man who, in this case, had a wife who was crazy, and they were in the middle of divorce proceedings. And this guy came to me as a pastor and said, I just can't figure my wife out. And I said, that's kind of like trying to figure out why your car won't start when there's no engine under the hood. Now, I shouldn't have said that as a pastor, but that basically was the point. And when it comes to figuring Nancy Pelosi out, you go figure. I've stopped trying.
So in isolating that clip, I had to listen to more of her comments. And, you know, more of her comments, she was referring to Maxine Waters as a great intellectual asset that the Democratic Party has. So,
yeah.
So,
do you want me to just mention a few more stories in passing from the big board?
Please do.
Okay. We got a few minutes left, and we got a series of things up that I had written to Mike Pompeo on his involvement with MEKMKO. That are up there on the big board now under war and foreign policy. I asked Mike to bring us something back from Tirana. My interview with Press TV is up there. Democratic attempt to impeach Trump is mere political theater. Jim Jotvers from Chronicles, we posted this again because of its obvious continued relevance. What's really behind the State Department meddling in Ukraine? We have Pompeo saluting LGBTQ Pride Month from the official U.S. Consulate in Kiev website. And then I provided a lot of luminaries around the world, serious luminaries whose names you would all know, with the MEK and LGBTQ links with Mike Pompeo so that they can read all about our Christian Secretary of State. I did post this because it gets back to Michael Collins Piper and his pivotal work in Final Judgment. From the George Washington University National Security Archives, what they have on JFK wanting inspections of Israeli nuclear facilities. That's straight out of the George Washington University National Security Archives. Patrick Cockburn from the UNS Review has a terrific story. Saudi Arabian drone strikes have changed the character of global warfare. Paul Craig Roberts asks us if Moscow will fall for the Macron deception. And then, of course, when we go over to some other things, I have provided all of these world luminaries from my Twitter account with the links to the complete text of Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment, courtesy of the UNS Review, and also Lawrence Guillenot's article on Israel and the JFK assassination from the UNS Review. I've sent that around the world with graphics and with the links to all of these texts to all of the folks who can see for themselves what Israel's links were to the assassination of John Kennedy. The UN LGBTQ czar is urging governments to take action against Christians. That's from Russian Faith. And finally, under demographics, we got two. Mike Walsh from Russia Insider, still deceiving yourself that population replacement is a conspiracy theory. And also the latest from both Kevin McDonald and F. Roger Devlin from the UNS Review on white dispossession in the West.
Okay, that sounds great. And when you're done with all that, you can check out the Tulsi Gabbard High Intensity Workout. Thank you. I don't think Big A Mike will be checking that out. But thank you, Mark, for coming on the show. And we'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.